This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you are a little bit concerned because you saw this headline on baby formula. Let me clarify, all right? The Chronobacter nakazagi bacteria that was very, very scary, that prompted the plant in Michigan from Abbott to stop production of formula until they could figure out where the bacterial contamination came, is being discussed again in terms of how the CDC is going to prevent future recalls and issues. I do not believe that there is an active bacteria outbreak right now in formula. So Fox News says the CDC is going to now begin tracking infections caused by Chronobacter. Now, you and I are probably scratching our heads going, they haven't been doing it this whole time. But apparently this is news that they are going to now track infections. Okay, I thought Chronobacter was already tracked, but that's just me. It was the potentially deadly bacteria found in powdered infant formula. So on Thursday, the Council of State and Territorial Epidemiologists, a nonprofit group that advises the CDC, added that Chronobacter-related infections, or added it, to the national watch list of serious conditions that should be reported to the public health agency. Now, Minnesota and Michigan were the only two states that were currently required to do it. I'm a little shocked by that. I thought anybody would. Yeah, there's a lot of reportable illnesses, and I get every time you report that does require them to do work, but we're spending millions of dollars on the CDC. You'd think that would, you know, especially bacteria that could affect the formula, would be a no-brainer. Now, this new recommendation to track Chronobacter will begin next year, and it's not a requirement. All states are going to be asked to report cases to the CDC. Okay, I would just say, guys, just do it, really. So in 2021 is when we had this mass recall. Seems like it was sooner than that, but it started in 2021. And so it temporarily shut down Abbott's nutrition production plant in Sturgis, Michigan. The first reported case, though, was actually found in Minnesota in September 2021. The CDC, according to Fox News, logged at least 4 infant illnesses and 2 deaths, although 9 infant deaths were also reported to the U.S. FDA between December and March 2022. So this is good. That I'm just a little shocked that this wasn't already done a while back, but each year they say around 300 food and beverage recalls are issued through the FDA and USDA. Most of those are triggered by reports of illness. And in the CDC's defense, okay, I have to see both sides of things. I like to be balanced. All right. There is so much going on that it does take a medical provider to alert, going, hey, guys, I've seen this. Now, just like with malaria, we're always watching for malaria. And I think it is one of the reportable illnesses. But the CDC doesn't, you know, can't see everything that's going on in, you know, Eugene, Oregon, or Bend, Oregon, or Prescott, Arizona. I mean, they're, so it does take somebody saying, hmm. And then the CDC is very good with alerting others. CDC gets their message out. And every medical provider needs to be aware of what's out there. I mean, I try to tell people, hey, guys, we're having tuberculosis. We're seeing now chickenpox. There's some chickenpox, I think, in Minnesota. There's been some chickenpox outbreaks. But you really need a national source that is on it 24/7. It's just, when it comes to this, I thought Coronabacter would have been reportable earlier on. So we do need to do a much better job. Many experts believe that virtually all foodborne illnesses like salmonella and listeria are underreported because many people don't get sick enough to go to the doctor, or they write it off as a stomach bug. Now, that's according to Teresa Murray, a consumer watchdog for the Public Interest Research Group in Washington, D.C. They're right about that. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten calls saying, yeah, I got a stomach bug, so I need off work. And I'm like, well, can you go to the medical provider? Can you go to your doctor, a nurse practitioner, PA? Have them do a stool sample so we know what you have. Nah. I'm just going to take Imodium and I'm good. Well, you realize, you know, if you take Imodium, that could kind of slow down your body trying to get rid of it. It's good if you're going to be dehydrated, but if you're not, you know, letting it still replicate, and maybe it's a better idea to let it get out. And maybe it's a good idea to figure out what you have. But nobody wants to do that. Now it's just, I don't want to go in. It's all about saving healthcare dollars. And I get that. That's nice. But then the problem is we don't know what people have. Okay, I want to know if somebody has early tuberculosis. I want to know what people have. Right now, the whole flu COVID thing is a cluster. I'm having people call up, say they have the flu. And I do. I look at my calendar and I go, it's July. What kind of flu? Oh, we got, you know, flu, seasonal flu. Okay, well, we're out of the flu season. Have you been swabbed? Have you been tested? So people are asking for Tamiflu. If we give out our Tamiflu like we did last year before flu season, we're going to have a Tamiflu shortage. And mind you, I am a big fan of telemedicine because I work with telemedicine companies. I love the fact that people can access a doctor in their pajamas on the holiday. I'm going to be working a lot tomorrow where people can be able to. I'm also going to watch the Indiana Jones movie, by the way. But I'm going to be working so people who don't have a doctor can still get medical advice and care if they need. But that should not prevent good medicine from being done when it comes to actually getting cultures done and knowing what's out there. So right now, I just don't want people panicking, but the CDC says they are going to be on it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So medical school training has evolved. In fact, at chiropractic school, I heard that in the 90s, the students would have to do the exams on each other. So male students would learn to do the breast exam on their female students. Female students would learn to do the prostate exams on their male colleagues. And they would examine each other. When I went to medical school, we didn't have to get naked. I mean, many students did end up, but for other reasons. We were very close. We might have let each other examine, but it wasn't necessarily school sanctioned. The school had actually hired prostitutes that had no problem being there as a model to to allow us to do the pelvic exam. Totally consented. And really, by the way, they were really, really nice. In terms of saying, like, I don't want to hurt you, I don't want to hurt you. They're like, you know, do it this way, do it this way. They actually were a fantastic adjunct to training us on, you know, because when the students learn, they basically are kind of just thrown to the wolves. And, you know, the patient's like, ow, 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 ow. And then the student's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And then they drop the speculum and it's a mess. So having somebody that can talk you through how to do it, where to put the posterior pressure, things like that. I taught students how to do it. It was a plastic model. It wasn't a human being. And now we're talking now in the 20-teens, and explaining to them. And the students came back to me saying it helped a lot. It would have been more helpful if there were humans, but the school didn't have humans, so we used these models. Well, there's a professor, and I'm not exactly sure here, I'm not exactly sure what class this was, but a Maryland professor has been, I believe, fired. I have to double check what's happening. But he had students, girls, in sports bras, and I guess it was supposed to be for a medical assessment. Now, they say he actually went on to talk about their breasts. And Title IX is supposed to protect all students from any humiliation, anything that has to do with them being uncomfortable, undressed in front of others. That lawsuit going on in Las Vegas where somebody had to do this dialogue with somebody saying they didn't want their penis and looking at them, and it was, so these are things that Title IX are supposed to protect, which is why schools are kind of grappling, how do we deal with the locker rooms and bathroom issues, etc. But many medical schools have the girls in their sports bras and the guys shirtless when they practice exams. And that has been actually a step up from how medical schools used to do it, where people would examine each other. You would have a group, and you would examine, and it had to be boy-girl, because otherwise the boys would never learn how to do a breast exam, the girls would never learn how to do a hernia exam or a prostate exam. Luckily for my school, it wasn't like that. We didn't have to do it on each other. But there are other schools that don't, and as I've said, that the students did it on each other. That's the way it was, which I'm not a fan of, by the way. Then later, by the time I was teaching, I was a little shocked because, it was kind of odd to see people in sports bras, because you would think a sports bra would look like a halter top or a... But sports bras have changed, where they are a lot more revealing, and the classes are kind of big. And so, but these kids wanted to learn. They, if they're not going to do it in class, they're going to do it on their own. But I was hoping that everybody was comfortable. Now, apparently in this particular case, some of the girls that didn't feel comfortable tried to put their lab coats on. And the teacher said no. So I'm sure a lot of people in education are looking at this and going, okay, we might need to revisit what we're doing in terms of physical exam and teaching that. You know, I don't really like the idea of students examining each other. I like the idea of there being people that are being paid, given full consent to examine us. I really think you get yourself into some trouble when you parade students up there and then have them examined. You know, there's individuals that have scars. There's individuals that have things from when they were abused. They do need some privacy. And I know we're kind of moving towards, it's okay to have boys and girls change in front of each other. And maybe we will move into that where nudity isn't going to be a big thing, where you could be naked in front of somebody and it not be a big deal. But while we have Title IX, that's supposed to protect people that don't want to be exposed to other people's genitalia or them having to be exposed themselves. So you know, how to train medical students. I like the way that I was trained, where you have individuals that come in. They don't necessarily have to be prostitutes. They could be models. They could be whatever. And where they are met, and there's proper logistics, so nobody feels like they're being abused or whatever. And I remember the students were like, oh my gosh, I hope I did it okay. I hope I didn't do anything wrong. I hope I didn't touch the wrong thing. And these individuals are basically trained medical models. And there should be a certification for trained medical models. Pay them well. Pay them really well. Make sure they all consent. Make sure it's a job they want to do. And then they could be there for, you know, it's frustrating in that I don't think we know what the rules are and how we're supposed to proceed. And we just seem to follow what other teachers have done. And you're like, I don't know if I like what that professor did, but that's how we do it. So I think schools need to maybe rethink about the girls in sports bras. Now, there's, and you know, some students, they might not even wear bras. And they're like, well, I don't care. The problem is Title IX. If a student doesn't want to be around somebody else who's topless, they don't have to be subjected to that. If they don't want to be around a penis, they don't have to be subjected to that. That's what Title IX protects. Right now, Title IX is in a little bit of disarray because they're trying to figure out how to do, you know, gender-neutral locker rooms and bathrooms and things like that. But when it comes to teaching medical students, you know, I really don't think the students have to necessarily undress. Now, we are making big mistakes in medicine when people are fully clothed. I have seen individuals, while somebody's wearing a jacket, try to listen to the heart and lungs. That's not an appropriate exam. And we have to be honest. We're missing melanomas. We're missing dermatologic manifestations of internal disease or internal malignancy. You have got to show the skin. You have to, as a patient, be able to be comfortable with your provider. But another thing that's changing is people don't have the same provider. You know, I've been very lucky that I've had the same gynecologist for, you know, 20-some years. The average person is seeing a different doctor every time. And in fact, a lot of individuals, when they go and they meet their OB-GYN, they say, you know, you're going to meet the whole team. Because one of us in the team is going to deliver you. So you don't really have a lot of privacy. There could be 10 different people seeing your, you know, undercarriage. You could have, and so a lot of individuals are like, you know what, I don't care about the nudity thing. I don't care. But you have a lot of people that won't go to the doctor or won't go to the medical provider because they're tired of somebody else seeing them naked. I mean, it got to a point where I can't tell you how many men in this town had seen me naked because I had to go there for either a breast biopsy or something. And if it was only a select finite few, but I'm getting to the point where I don't know how much longer I want to do that, right? Okay, it's you want only one person that can learn your body and know you and have some consistency, but we're not like that now. So I'm not exactly sure all the details of this case with the professor. If he wasn't appropriate commenting on people's breasts, that will make them uncomfortable, and that is not part of any medical training. But, yeah, a lot of medical institutions had the guys shirtless and the girls in their sports bras. And I know a lot of people were uncomfortable with that. And so we're probably going to have to go back to where you have individuals that want to be there and are paid to be there, that want to be there to learn. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott says our priorities are in a very wrong place these days.
We as a country still allow the sanctity of American guns to outweigh the sanctity of Americans' lives.
Scott reacting to the weekend shootings in his city that left two dead and nearly 30 wounded. He says it's easier for a kid to get a gun than it is for him to get his asthma medicine refilled. Millions are bracing for severe weather across the 4th of July. Thunderstorms across the mid-Atlantic and parts of the Great Plains today. Excessive heat warnings are in effect across the South. If you're thinking about a trip to China, think again. The State Department says there's a risk of wrongful detention. Tesla delivered more than 460,000 electric cars in the second quarter of this year, compared to about 250,000 from April to June of last year. Tesla stock's up by 7% today. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you this weekend asked if what I thought about President Biden's or the White House's suggestion of blocking sunlight to halt global warming. And that would be interesting. I would not recommend it. Okay. You know, I say if you mess with nature, it bites you in the butt. Blocking the sun. And look, there's a lot of criticism of about, you know what, actually let me get this on Facebook Live. Okay, I get this is alright, this is something that I think a lot of you guys are asking me about. So hold on one second. This is gonna be interesting. Okay. Alright, let me get this ready here. Alright. I am no expert, all right? I worked for the EPA. I am no expert on global warming. I would not pretend to be. Living in Southwest United States and having the Grand Canyon, one of the most beautiful natural wonders of the world, I'm under the impression that the Grand Canyon did not occur after automobiles were made and hamburgers were created. I think the Grand Canyon existed far before that. But the Biden administration considering blocking the sun, okay? Not that, you know, I think they've now denied that that's what they meant. But being in science, I think if you're a true scientist, you will be open to all ideas. And so the idea, with all of the space advancements we have, of maybe shielding and putting some sort of a block causing an eclipse, is, even though, yes, that might open up a whole bunch of memes and comedy, I don't mind as a scientist that being thrown out there. We might, you know, knock it off the list of ideas, but I don't mind somebody suggesting something. I am not saying we do it. I don't think it's plausible. I think it could be very dangerous. But if I'm going to be true to science, if somebody suggests, well, you know, we have eclipses, and eclipses block the sun, is there any way to recreate? We don't want to induce an eclipse. Don't mess with the moon. We all saw what happened, Bruce Almighty, when you mess with the moon. You know, I don't necessarily blame somebody for bringing it up. If the Biden administration decides to use tax dollars to make this happen, that's going to be a problem. But basically, they were suggesting, this was a report released Friday, that limiting sunlight to rapidly cool the cool the planet, a process known as solar radiation modification. Now, this solar radiation modification is basically, this was written in June, congressionally mandated research plan and an initial research governance framework related to solar radiation modification. And they actually give plans and suggestions, right? Coordination of federally funded research, etc. And so I'm no expert in how you can modify that. But as I said, in science, when somebody makes a suggestion, you know, it is supposed to be entertained. And just like with COVID, you know, when somebody said, look, is there a chance that you could still get COVID when you get the vaccine? Even though part of the country wanted to accuse them of misinformation and ban them from social media, those of us in science, that's a very valid question. You can still get flu despite being vaccinated. There's still 30-40% chance, depending on the year. There probably is a chance you could still get COVID despite being vaccinated. Is there a chance you could get COVID despite wearing a mask? Of course. It's okay to ask. So when we're looking at global warming, I'm not surprised that scientists would suggest, and I haven't really dived into their plan because I'm having trouble getting past the memes, right? But I'm not surprised that somebody would suggest, hey, if we have global warming and we are not having the protection from the ozone layer, we're not able to deflect a lot of the sun's rays, what if there is a way to do that? I would caution, though, and please, for the love of God, have ecologists, biologists, chemists, physicists around, even NASA, because some of global warming or climate change is part of evolution. And there are certain plants and bacteria and species that are now beginning to thrive with less cold, frost, you have others that may not do as well. And evolution, if you believe that there is, you can also believe in creationism, but if you believe that evolution is a science, evolution meant there was evolving. So climate change means that the climate is changing, just like the species is changing. That's what evolution is. Evolution means change in so many different aspects to the definition. So I don't want to mess with evolution. Now, I do want us to live longer. I want us to have better knees and joints. I want us to be able to feed the planet as we're populating more and more. But the way science goes is there's always this ebb and flow, this push and recede, this growth and death, whether it's forest fires caused by lightning, whether it's a tide, whether it's a flood, that, you know, things change. Our Earth and our continents have moved, our tectonic plates. There's always forces. And now that we have more humans, that's going to elicit other forces. Now, blocking the sun, I don't think it's going to be realistic. I think it could be dangerous. And I don't really think it's going to be that plausible. And so I wouldn't really recommend that. We need the sun. Now, how do we stay cool? Well, we're going to probably have to use the same engineers that are trying to figure out how we can live on Mars. Okay, I know people thinking we need to go to another planet with all the UFO sightings and all that. But if we are getting warmer in some areas and colder in others, we're having some areas have colder winters longer. I mean, I don't want to jinx it, but Nevada or southern Nevada didn't hit 100 degrees until this weekend. All right, we used to hit 100 degrees sooner. So somebody could say we have a cooling. We're actually having a cooling and not a heating. Now, mind you, we got smacked up one side of the butt cheek and down the other with heat this weekend. But, wow, we were like, this is nice. We're having a nice June. We're having a nice June. We had temperatures in the 80s in June. Somebody could say that's a global cooling. No, it's not necessarily a global cooling, but climate changes. We know climate changes. That's not been, it shouldn't be politically wielded. It shouldn't be on taxpayers to correct it. Climate will change. Our species will evolve. Plant life will evolve. Bugs will either flourish or die. But, you know, I'm not going to make fun of necessarily the whole blocking the sun thing, because I do appreciate science and I appreciate theories. I just hope they realize that when evolution happens, we might have to be very careful when we try to tinker with it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I think things are moving just a little too fast for me, especially with electric cars. I would like one. I just don't think our country or the world is ready to all try and go electric. I don't know if the power grid's going to be strong enough. I don't trust a power grid to hold it all together. Power outages still occur, and we get a lot of them when there's a high demand or bad storms. So I just don't want to be dependent on electricity. I like being able to light a fire, light a gas stove, throw some gasoline into the car. That's just me. But we are moving forward. And Tesla has actually posted a record surge in sales because of the federal tax cut on electric vehicles, which is needed because electric vehicles are so expensive. And apparently, Tesla has now delivered 446,000 cars worldwide in the 3 months leading up to June, outdoing their prediction of 445,000. This is an 83% increase on sales from the same period last year, when production was hampered by COVID restrictions in China. Tesla stocks jumped 7%, and people are pretty excited about that. So motorists can get $7,500 back in tax credits, up to, if they buy electric vehicles. Only 10 models, which do include plug-in hybrids, are eligible for the full sum of money. But a further seven, a few others, will entitle buyers up to $3,700. Among those to benefit from the full discount is the Tesla Model 3 and the Tesla Model Y. They retail for about $41,900 and $56,900. But if you add in the tax rebate, it might be a little cheaper than some of the newer cars, such as like a Toyota Camry. So that could maybe make it a little... Now, there has to be sometimes income requirements. Not everybody's going to get the rebate. But what I'm a little concerned about, again, is the charging and the power grids. Now, Israel, Sweden, even in America, they are looking at, and they've started, electric streets that will power your car as you drive. Now, we heard about this about a year ago, but now we're being told that Sweden is building the world's first permanent electrified road. Now, I thought I saw Israel doing that as well, but they are going to have 3,000 kilometers hopefully done in 12 years. Now, the EU passed a law last month to require all... Actually, they passed it, I think, last fall. To require all new cars... No, was it this spring? I think it was this spring. All new cars sold to have zero carbon dioxide emissions by 2035. Well, if you're going to do that, and you have that 12-year plan, then you got to figure out how to do the charging. And so rather than have spot chargers that could cause lines, didn't somebody kill another person because they got into a fight waiting for the charge? That could solve the problem if while you're driving, you charge. So this would be used for both cars and trucks. This way you could travel longer distances. You don't have to wait at charging stations. And this is a... there's lots of projects going on with that. But according to Jan Peterson, Director of Strategic Development at Trafikverket, the Swedish Transport Administration said, "We think the electrification solution is the way forward for decarbonizing the transport sector, and we are working on a number of solutions." So it will be called European Route E20. It'll connect Hallsberg and Orenbro and Stockholm, Gothenburg, and Malmo. So the charging method hasn't necessarily been decided, but there's three types: the catenary system, the conductive ground base, and the inductive. The catenary system uses overhead wires to provide electricity to a special kind of bus or tram, and therefore can only be used for heavy-duty vehicles. Conductive charging will work on heavy-duty vehicles and private cars as long as there is a conduction system such as a railway. The vehicles are charged through a stick that touches the rail. I don't know. I am a little nervous. I would not want to be electrocuted. I think it is a little, what if there's a flood? So I don't know. 2018 Traffic Circuit, according to Euronews Next, inaugurated the world's first charging rail for electric vehicles on public roads as a pilot between Stockholm's Arlanda Airport and the logistics area in Rosenberg. 2-kilometer-long stretch, an electric rail had been milled into the asphalt on which electric trucks lower a moving arm that receives power. The inductive charging system uses special equipment buried underneath the road that sends electricity to a coil in the electric vehicle. The coil on the vehicle then uses that electricity to charge the battery. So this has been something that I have been seeing done in the last year or two. I didn't realize that they were starting back in 2020. Apparently, Trafikverket built a wireless electric road for heavy trucks and buses on the island of Visby. So, you know, this is going to be tough, especially for the heavy vehicles. Peterson said, if you are going to have only static charging full battery solution for heavy-duty vehicles, you will get vehicles with a huge amount of batteries that the vehicle needs to carry. And mind you, these cars are heavy. And I am sure we're going to work on making the batteries smaller. I want to make sure the batteries are safer. I still don't trust the whole car fire issues. I know everybody says fuel cars have more fires, despite that there's more of them on the road. But I do fear that upon impact, there's the fires that are happening, whether it's because of the heat, whether it's because of, I'm just seeing these cars, I'm seeing just cars on the road on fire. And we've been told of how many of these electric cars can spontaneously combust. So I am a little bit nervous about driving on a road and being connected by wires and, you know. But apparently this is something that they're working on. I think in the U.S., let me see which cities. Hold on a second. I forget. There's a couple cities. I think one is Detroit. Let me see here. Yeah, near Detroit. There's going to be Electrion Wireless is an Israeli company whose plug-free charging infrastructure, already tested in Europe, is going to deploy its first U.S. pilot in Detroit's Michigan Central District. The electrified road is going to be up to a mile long. It'll allow electric vehicles to charge whether they're stopped or moving. It's going to be ready for testing 2023. State is going to spend $1.9 million towards the project. Also, Ford Motor, DTE Energy, and the city of Detroit is putting money in. So, I don't know. I mean, if we are going to be moving towards more electric, we're going to have other means. It's just, please, for the love of God, test the safety. You know, see what happens during flooded areas. You know, we know with flooding, you could have problems starting any car. And I just don't know if I'm ready for us to be all on the power grid. And once you have electric roads, that is going to, you know, that's going to, you know, put a lot of weight on the system. So we'll see. I think it's an amazing thing to think about where you won't have to charge at home. Now, my guess is those roads would be tolled. But there are pilot programs happening in Germany and Italy as well. There's going to be a charging network for 200 public buses in Tel Aviv. So these electrified roads are going to be a thing of the future. And what they also have to do is figure out how to charge quickly. People are not going to have the time to sit around and wait 20, 30 minutes. We have too much, and I'm already hearing that from Tesla owners, where they just can't, you know. Yeah. Well, anyway, 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.